Thanks much, Michael. We are joined now by Michael Frerichs, who is the Democratic incumbent to state treasurer and has been reelected for a second term tonight. Michael, I appreciate you joining us. I presume you're still up at the J.B. Pritzker watch party in Chicago?
I am. Gave my acceptance speech. I had both my opponents call to concede. So we burned another 4 years. Very excited.
Congratulations. We carried a bit of that. What is the feeling for you and your Democratic colleagues tonight?
Let me tell you, the feeling is a lot better than it was 4 years ago when I had to wait 2 weeks to find out that I won. You know, we came in, we worked really hard. We improved our college savings programs. We set up new programs to help people with disabilities or people save for their retirement. We fought really hard on behalf of consumers in this state to get money into their hands and set records doing it. And so it seems like all that hard work paid off and rewarded for it.
Mike, this is Michael. Just as you look at it, really the nationwide, it looks like the Dems are going to retake control of the U.S. House, according to multiple reports here. Still some time to go in the evening. The Champaign County local races, right now Democrats with a 6,000 to 8,000 vote lead at every one of the Champaign County offices, the countywide offices, I should say. Of course, the statewide offices we're just discussing here. What do you think has been changing the tide there? What do you think led to that? Because right now Democrats are having a pretty good evening overall.
Well, I think it's how the Republicans have chosen to govern these last 2 years. They campaigned on certain promises they didn't follow through on. They've pushed forward programs and things that they didn't tell people they were going to do. And there's a lot of anger out there. You can see it when you're out in the public. Now, that wave seems to have swept Champaign County. It seems to have swept the state of Illinois. But there are still portions of this country where the president still remains popular. But I think public polls have shown him to be the lowest approval rating of any president since Dwight Eisenhower at the midterms. I think it's clear that Trump is dragging down Republicans in the state of Illinois.
What from the Democrat standpoint, what did you guys do to maybe combat the message from Republicans? Usually Chicago, it's Democrats, you know, the statewide office holders are usually pretty successful on the Democratic side of things. But to see this even in downstate, what do you think the message from your side of things was that helped?
Well, I mean, I can tell you that part of it was just the way that Trump has governed and the way the Republican Congress has just worked as a rubber stamp for him has really rubbed a lot of people wrong. But in my case, I think I did well in Champaign because I'm from there. Mm-hmm. I think throughout downstate, we've done well because I come from downstate. But we focused on results. We improved our college savings program and received the highest rating from Morningstar. We've set records in returning unclaimed property and fought life insurance companies to get money that belongs to people in this state. And we've tackled some of the bigger issues that people are scared of, whether it be college debt, their ability to save for retirement, ability to leave a brighter future for their child with a disability. And so I think that's what people want. I really think they want an end to the name-calling and the finger-pointing and someone who can produce results.
For those who don't know, as we are talking with Mike Frerichs, who has just been reelected for a second term as state treasurer. Treasurer is charged with handling the investment of monies and securities for the state of Illinois. What changes for you with a Democratic governor in office once J.B. Pritzker assumes that role?
You know, I think it'll be easier to work with him. Governor Rauner has not shown much interest in working with our office. But, you know, it's not just the partisanship. When I served in the state Senate and Bill Black or Chad Hayes were my Republican state representatives, we worked well together and the voters appreciate that. I can't tell you the number of times I heard people thanking me for working with the other side and trying to find solutions. But I think the last 4 years, it seems like it's been a permanent campaign, and it's a campaign of finger-pointing and name-calling, and I think there's a backlash against that. And I think you see it with the president as well, with the way he comports himself and the way he tweets and calls people names. I think that just rubs a lot of people the wrong way.
The kind of the name calling and the lack of maybe getting along has been an issue between the Illinois House Speaker of the House, Mike Madigan, and Governor Rauner. Obviously, that right relationship is going to change for the better, most likely now that being a Democratic governor. Do you see things getting better from the state? Maybe it's not automatic. I mean, there's some things that they'd have to get done. J.B. Pritzker has talked about a progressive income tax. But do you see the state avoiding a budget issue, the budget stalemate, the 2 years and not without a budget, and then with a late one this year ago, Do you see that when we've seen the end, at least for now, these late budgets?
Yeah, I believe so. I am optimistic, but that doesn't mean that everything is going to be rosy. There are some tough decisions Democrats have to tackle in the General Assembly and with the governor. That's going to take a while to work out, but it's a lot easier to work out a solution with people on the other side if you're sitting down and talking with them. If you're governing through press release and paid commercials, that's not very effective. That's what we saw with Governor Bruce Rauner. You don't have to have the same party to work together. You know, Republican governors like Jim Thompson and Jim Edgar worked with Mike Madigan. Bruce Rauner chose a different path, and that path led to failure. It led to no budgets, and it led to Bruce Rauner losing his reelection by a really large margin.
Do you yourself support the progressive income tax? Obviously, the numbers aren't out there yet. You have to change the Constitution to make that even happen. But where do you stand on that issue?
Yeah, I support the concept. I support letting the public decide on this. I filed resolutions, constitutional amendments, to let the voters decide on this when I served in the state Senate. And then I think we can have a debate about what those rates should be.
Mike Frerichs, newly reelected as a state treasurer and also regular guest on our airwaves, particularly on our morning show. Congratulations to you. How will you celebrate the rest of the evening?
I'm going to say thank you to a lot of my supporters, and my hope is to get a decent night's sleep and then spend a large part of tomorrow thanking them as well. I can start right now because I would not be in this position as state treasurer were it not for the support of a lot of your listeners. I mean, they supported me with votes. They supported me with campaign contributions. They supported me throughout my career, and I just want to thank the people of Champaign County listening to this from the bottom of my heart. This really is a great opportunity to serve as state treasurer, and I appreciate those who helped me.
Mike, congratulations. Thanks again.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you both.
Yep.
Have a great evening.
You too.
Mike Frerichs, who will have his second term now as state treasurer. Let's join up now with CBS.